Well, dealers in illicit drugs have always been happy to seize new opportunities to ply their wares. Most recently, they've started using social media apps like Instagram and Snapchat to target teenagers. More teens than ever are said to be using apps to get drugs, with a string of overdoses overseas shocking parents around the world. So how are the big tech platforms responding, and who is monitoring this phenomenon? Carly Williams reports.
When California teenager Alexander Neville ordered oxycodone pills from social media app Snapchat, he was just days away from rehab.
He came in the house and we heard him and we yelled out hello to him. He went right up to his bedroom and that was the last we heard from him until I found him the next morning in his room.
That's Alexander's mum, Amy Neville. Her 14-year-old had been open with her about starting to experiment with pills.
I had asked him about the pills and how often he was taking them. And he's like, every other day. And I said, what about today? And he said, today is not a day I would take a pill. And I said, okay, please don't take any pills. That's one of the last things I said to him.
The pill Alexander took was fake and had a deadly dose of fentanyl, a synthetic opioid that's been making its way into party and prescription drugs. And it's much more potent than what he'd thought he'd bought. He ordered his drugs via Snapchat, an app where messages and pics self-destruct. His parents join at least seven others in the US who have lost children to an overdose after using the app to buy drugs.
Alexander took one pill. One pill killed him, and that pill had enough fentanyl in it to kill him and four other people.
A recent New Zealand study asked more than 23,000 people where they buy drugs, and 22% said social media, and Facebook is the most popular. Dr. Monica Barrett from RMIT University is an expert on drugs in digital society and worked on the study.
When we've talked to people about, well, why would you use the apps versus, say, the darknet, they'll say, well, it's faster. I get to actually get the drugs quicker. What some of the dealers will do is they'll have these videos showing the drugs that they've got, like them opening packages or showing different aspects of what the drugs look like.
The slick marketing doesn't end there. The location tool on Snapchat is used to send menus that disappear. Codes, certain fonts and emojis let customers know the account is used to sell drugs. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says more than 93,000 Americans died from a drug overdose last year, and that's more than ever before. In Australia, there's been a few cases of fentanyl in heroin and cocaine, and experts say that doesn't mean it won't make its way here in bigger numbers. Snapchat's head of communications, Rachel Rakusin, says removing drug dealers from the platform is a major focus. Snap, which owns Snapchat, runs adverts on the dangers of fentanyl and has stepped up machine learning to detect drug-related activity. But America's Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA, doesn't think social media giants are doing enough. Cybercrime expert Professor Richard Buckland.
It's just a very tricky problem. I don't envy the tech companies. I wouldn't want to have a law to say that whenever the police went to them asking for data, they'd have to give it to them. I think that would be too much data to police. But I do think that tech companies should have some skin in the game. There should be some cost to them that makes them strongly motivated to help solve this problem.
Snap's Australian Law Enforcement Operations team provides data to the Australian Federal Police to support drug investigations on a case-by-case basis, when it's lawful. AFP Detective Superintendent Russell Smith.
Encryption does give people a false sense of anonymity, but I think AFP Operation Ironside has shown that this is not the case and you will be caught.
Amy Neville, who lost her son, has met with Snapchat executives and says there's a long way to go to make the app safer. But taking on big tech takes its toll.
One night, I was sitting here at my computer and a news article popped up on Yahoo about how Evan Spiegel had just purchased a $100 million home and how Snap had had its best year ever. And I looked up and my picture of my son's on the other side of my computer and I caught his eyes and I lost my shit right there. He's buying a $100 million home. Drug deaths are at a record high. Crime online is at a record high. How is this not made on the backs of our dead kids?
Amy Neville, who lost her teenage son to an overdose, he bought drugs from Snapchat. Carly Williams, our reporter there.